Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Are you looking for more audio dramas to listen to? Seven Lamb has a unique show that changes genres every season. The series is simply called Story. Story is an audio drama with a different premise, genre, and cast of characters every single season. For example, season one, which is out now, is a dramedy that follows five friends who set to fulfill a challenging dream after graduating college. Their dream? To walk across America from Washington State to Key West. Season one is 26 episodes, and they're all out right now for your binging pleasure. In fact, Seven Lamb is currently releasing season two of Story, which is a thriller set on a Hebridean island. Val and Dee are trying to rekindle their marriage by sailing across the Atlantic, but things go horribly wrong when they find themselves shipwrecked on an island with a strange man. Season 2 is currently releasing with several episodes out already. So if you're looking for a new show to listen to, make sure to check out Story by 7 Lamb Productions. You can go to 7lamb.com or simply search for Story wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks.
Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 4, Episode 14, Caught in the Middle.
Stay behind me.
We walked into the small home in hopes of finding refuge for the night. We also needed to restock, and with most of the windows broken and the front door open, we figured this place wasn't inhabited. Bree, have you fired a gun before?
A couple times.
Her with a gun made me nervous. But hell, me with a gun made me nervous.
Watch the hall. I'm gonna check out the dining room.
I looked over the living room. Torn curtains, dirty carpet, blood stains on the wall. Several broken picture frames lay on the carpet by the stone fireplace. I picked one up. A family photo in front of a train. Was this an amusement park? The family consisted of a father, mother, and two teenage daughters. At least that's what it looked like. Everyone was smiling. Happy. Then I noticed the note.
Every window's busted out. All the cupboards are bare. Everything's been picked clean. I'm gonna go check the bedrooms now.
Let me go with you.
Just watch her.
Mark.
I'm okay. Really.
Mark crept down the hallway, pistol up.
What does it say?
The note, written in sloppy cursive, clung to the fireplace by one piece of tape. I pulled it down. Dan, the kids and I can't wait up here any longer. More and more of those things are running around outside. They keep trying to break in. Haley was bit. We're going to the basement. I got all the food and water, and even the two rifles. When you get here, hurry down. Knock four times. Slowly, so I know it's you.
The basement?
The rooms are clear, but I saw stairs over here.
No, don't go to the basement.
Why?
I showed Mark the note. He scanned it.
Well, we're low on supplies.
Meaning what?
Meaning there's stuff down there. Rifles?
She was bit, Mark. There could be shriekers down there.
Shriekers? The ones that run?
That's what we call them.
Well, I'm not staying here until I know the whole house is safe.
Then I'm going with you.
What about the girl?
I can, stay up here and keep watch.
Okay. Come on, Ava.
I followed Mark past the dining room and into the narrow stairwell. At the bottom, a brown door with scratch marks. Mark clicked on his flashlight.
It looks like they tried to get in.
Mark reached for the knob, but I stopped him. Wait.
Really?
Just wondering.
I don't hear anything.
Okay.
It's open.
Wish it wasn't. Mark held the flashlight under his gun in a very tactical manner that reminded me of several cop shows I used to watch as a kid.
Hello?
But nothing. We rounded the corner and walked past a big shelf of tools, shoeboxes, and paint cans. Oh, man. There in the corner, three shriekers with bullet holes in their heads. It was the mother and the two young girls. Dried blood painted the walls behind them.
Well, they're dead.
When we turned around, we found out who shot them. A man lay sprawled, his head resting against the back wall, a bullet in his head and a revolver in his hand. While half of his face was blown off, I did still recognize him from the picture. That was Dan.
I don't know if I could do it.
Seriously? If I was bit, you wouldn't kill me?
No.
What if I was a shrieker like them?
I still don't think so. Could you?
I don't know. So don't ever make me decide.
I'll try my best. There we go.
Mark had taken the revolver from the man. Well?
Two rounds. There could be more.
The note she left mentioned two rifles.
Over there. Jackpot. Here, take these back up and I'll see if I can't find any more ammo.
Okay. I wanted to get out of this room. The stench alone was making me sick.
I'll be up in a minute.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
No creatures? Or shriekers?
Just bodies.
The family?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the good news is we have more weapons. I set the rifles against the fireplace and sat on the couch.
So we're staying here tonight?
Yeah, but let's make it a little more secure. Me and Brielle barricaded the hallway and all the windows with furniture. While we did that, Mark scoured the basement for supplies and food. That night, we feasted on canned sausages, canned peas, Cheetos, and dried apricot.
We should be good for the next week for sure. They had a lot stocked down there. I found another backpack.
Good. I always feel useless when I'm not carrying something.
Well, now you can help.
What about ammo?
8 rounds for the revolver, 20 for the rifles. I mean, I'm surprised there wasn't more, but I looked everywhere.
But I have my gun, too.
Right. I think we're good, as long as we keep sticking to the side roads. But we're coming up to this part here.
That's Prescott National Forest. I've been there.
We should be able to get through pretty quickly.
It's not bad. I've been on 89 a ton, too.
We won't hit 89, though. We're too far south.
Yeah, but I know this road.
Are there a lot of homes there?
Not really. Pretty barren. At least until we hit these towns. My ex-boyfriend moved here.
Are we gonna pass through?
Probably.
I'm not gonna visit him, though.
Just wondering.
No, he's a jerk.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Brielle?
16.
Oh.
Really, you can call me Bree. That's what everyone calls me, except for my physics teacher.
Brielle is such an interesting name. Any story there?
My dad liked Brianna. My mom liked Arielle. They thought Ariana was too popular, so they went with Brielle.
They combined the names?
Yeah, I like it though. It's unique.
I've never heard it before.
My mom said they also almost named me Julia, but I don't like that at all. I'm glad I'm not a Julia.
That's a name I almost settled on.
You did? When?
When me and Nat were dating, we had a scare. She swore she was pregnant. She was late. She took a test. It was even a false positive.
When was this?
About a year in.
You never told me that.
Well, it turned out she wasn't. But she was so worried about it, I had to calm her down. I told her I wasn't going to leave, and we literally stayed up all night discussing names.
Aw, that's so sweet.
She, liked unusual names. I, on the other hand, wanted a J name.
A J name?
Like Julia?
That was one of my suggestions, yes. My mother, aunt, grandmother, great-grandmother, they all had J names. Jane, Janet, Jocelyn, Juniper. Thought I'd keep the tradition going.
But Natalie didn't like Julia?
I suggested Julia, Jennifer, Jayla, and I think Jewel.
What did she say?
She had a few names of her own, but we actually kept coming back to Jewel and Jennifer. And we actually almost settled on Jennifer.
Well, what happened?
Well, we fell asleep, and a few days later, she took another test. Negative.
Were you relieved?
Of course.
Did you guys break up?
Yeah, eventually. But that really didn't have anything to do with it. Time passed, and we just started fighting all the time.
It's cool that you were willing to stay with her, though.
I don't know how things would have turned out if she were pregnant. Maybe they would have been different, but I doubt it.
My dad took off when I was 8.
I'm sorry to hear that, Bree.
It's okay. We never talked much anyway. He left because him and Mom were always fighting, too.
Relationships aren't easy, but to leave your child, that's scummy.
Yeah, well, me and Mom did fine.
That's good.
Yeah, but...
She stared down at the empty can of peas on the floor. You okay?
Do you think I should have stayed in the woods?
You said your mom disappeared weeks ago.
She did, but what if she comes back and now I'm not there?
I don't know, Bree. Mark gave me a quick glance, but turned his attention back to Brielle.
3 weeks is a long time. She knew where you were. I hate to say this, but something may have happened to her.
I just didn't want to be alone any longer.
That's understandable.
Do you think she's dead?
I don't know.
I think she is. She wouldn't have left me there. She would never leave me.
We were all silent for a moment. I put my arm around the girl, but all I could do was think of Scott. Mark, too, thought 3 weeks was a long time to wait for someone. Please, Scott, don't leave yet. I'm trying. It had been 3 days of nothing but heat and silence. While we wished we could find a vehicle or some other form of transportation, we were still able to make it about 25 miles a day.
I-10 isn't much further.
Are we going to chance it?
No, we'll break off when we get close. Although I don't know if there are any roads that run parallel.
Smaller ones?
Do you know?
No.
Maybe there's a frontage road and it's not on the map.
Things have been pretty quiet. Maybe we could try the interstate. It worked for us when we first started.
That was when we had a truck, and we were still forced to deviate.
Right, but that was because of blocked roads. Don't really have to worry about that now.
You had a truck?
Long before the horses.
We can try it, and if it doesn't work, we...
Shit! Down!
We jumped to the ground and rolled behind some rocks.
Where'd it come from?
I don't know. This isn't enough cover, Mark.
Sorry. My bad.
What the hell?
Mark peeked around the side of the largest rock. Be careful, Mark.
There's a guy walking this way.
You want the rifle?
I said I was sorry.
What the hell, man?
What's going on?
On that hill, there are two guys. They're walking towards us.
Do you want the rifle?
Yeah.
Mark grabbed the rifle and quickly stood.
Stop!
I couldn't see the men, but I could hear them.
I didn't mean anything.
I said stop!
Ooh, relax, man. We don't want any trouble.
I thought you were some shriekers. There's been plenty in the area.
Which is why you don't shoot, man! How many times I gotta tell you that? Those fuckers could be on us. What if we get one of those damn hordes, man?
I checked the surroundings first.
You mind lowering the weapon?
I would lower it, but since you are holding your own weapons, I don't really feel safe. And neither do my friends.
There's more?
I saw three.
You would be correct.
I would also be a bad shot.
Is it just you two?
Sure. Yeah. Over here.
What does that mean?
He means the military's got a camp set up not far from here.
Your military?
No. In fact, we're trying to get as far away as possible from that camp.
Is it a quarantine zone?
Ain't no QZ. All military.
No civilians.
My name's Levi, by the way.
Parker.
Mark.
Can I apologize to the girl?
Me and Bree looked at each other and slowly stood.
Oh, two of them? Didn't know there were two girls. Not sure who I shot at, but sorry about that.
At least you missed, right?
The moment you dropped to the ground and crawled behind cover, I knew I fucked up. That or shriekers were evolving.
Shriekers?
Military name.
No, we know.
You guys aren't heading to I-10, are you?
Mark shot me a glance before answering.
We are.
No, the camp is just ahead. You don't want to go that way.
You said it wasn't a quarantine zone.
Are they hurting civilians?
They don't give a shit about civilians.
What?
Motherfuckers are planning an attack.
An attack? Against the creatures?
Against the ship.
There's a ship?
Damn thing crashed.
Wait, you saw it?
Heard it.
We live just outside of Brenda. We were staying hunkered down for a while, and then the military came through. We heard rumors of QZs, but it never happened here. Instead, they headed to Phoenix. Got royally fucked there.
They were trying to reclaim the city, but it didn't work.
Maybe that's why they abandoned the quarantine zones.
You were in one?
For a little while, yeah, but the military left.
Well, they pushed into the city.
Then what happened?
Apparently the ship that was hovering above Phoenix took off. They had hit it with enough force that it retreated.
But the military retreated too.
They didn't retreat. They followed the damn thing. For miles.
That dude said they lost more than half their vehicles and supplies with that push.
But they took down a ship.
How do you know all this?
A couple of deserters came through town. Told us everything.
They were fucking taken off.
Why?
Because they said they were losing. They used every resource to take down that ship. One ship. And now that it's crashed, they've been ordered to do a final push.
Into the city?
No. To the downed ship.
If it's down, then why would they even care?
Because they still don't have any answers and they're hoping the downed ship can provide some. Figure out some way to kick these motherfucking aliens back into outer space.
Yeah, I mean, dudes we talked to said it'd be a massacre. But over the last 2 weeks, they've been building.
The military?
Fucking A. Every armored vehicle and man in the area was ordered to this site. But those dudes that deserted don't think they stand a chance.
They said multiple men had been deserting every day.
When did they come through?
Yesterday.
And?
Nothing yet. The final push is tomorrow. They said this whole area is going to be a war zone.
Is there a way around?
Around what? I mean, Arizona-California border isn't that far, but that's where that damn ship ended up crashing down.
And have you seen those ships? Fuckers are huge.
We know.
If you're planning on Cali, I would suggest against that. The whole area is supposed to be bad.
I heard Northern Cali is supposed to be nice this time of year.
We're going to San Diego.
Shit. I mean, if you can get past, it clears up, but word has it it's bad. Real bad.
We're telling you everything we heard.
Take it or leave it.
Not to mention, when that ship crashed, more of those things appeared. That's also why we're leaving.
It's been too dangerous.
And that's why you need to stop fucking shooting and drawing attention to us, Levi. Hell, man.
I said sorry.
Mark and I shared a look of concern before Levi and Parker said their goodbyes and took off, heading the way we came.
Good luck. Promise not to fire at you again.
We waited until they were mere dots on the horizon. Well?
Do you think they were telling the truth?
Who knows?
But why would they lie? Maybe we shouldn't go this way.
So what, we go north?
Maybe we shouldn't go to California at all.
That's not an option.
We told you, Bree, we're heading to San Diego, no matter how tough it is.
We don't even know if they were telling the truth.
But what if they are?
I mean, we could try south.
That's fine, but we still have to head west, regardless.
We will.
But what if...
Bree, we're heading west. We aren't stopping here.
Yeah, sorry. But if you don't want to go, you can go back. Or maybe even join them.
I don't even know them.
In all fairness, you don't even know us.
Mark.
I'm not trying to be mean, Ava. But if those guys are telling the truth, then maybe she shouldn't come.
Bree had been with us for 4 days now. We had chatted with the girl during our walks. She told us about her high school, friends, and family. And we told her about our jobs, travel, and I told her about Scott. Mark was right, though. We didn't know her that well. And the last thing I wanted to do was put her in danger.
You really should think about this, Bree.
She looked down a moment, contemplating.
I can't go with them. And I don't want to be alone.
Well, it looks like you're stuck with us.
Okay.
We pushed forward, not knowing what to expect. Those guys could be lying, or maybe just exaggerating. Regardless, we headed for the interstate. That night, we made it to the small town of Brenda. There was an old abandoned RV park, so we took refuge in the main office. Several of the windows were broken, and the door was hanging on by one hinge, but it still provided comfort. We found some old blankets that we used to make beds. Mark also had a fire going. The smoke was billowing out of the crack of the ceiling.
We need to put this out soon.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry about before.
What do you mean?
I didn't mean to try to abandon you guys.
It's okay, Bree.
I know why you're going to San Diego. I know your fiancé is there. And your mother.
It's why we made this long trip.
I know. And I know you two have been through a lot.
It hasn't been easy.
Can you just make sure... I just want to know...
Bree, what is it?
If something happens... Please don't leave me. I know I only joined you a few days ago, but the reason why I left the woods...
We know why you left the woods. We won't leave you. I couldn't speak for Mark, but this girl was part of our group now. She was young and obviously scared.
We take care of each other, okay?
Okay.
I was glad to find Mark on the same page. We're in this together now.
Okay.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Are those cars?
Mark quickly put out the fire. We then rushed to the front of the office and peered out the broken windows. A convoy of over 20 trucks drove past. One after the other, trucks, jeeps, and other military vehicles.
Holy shit.
We haven't seen anything like this in a while.
Look, more. They're turning down there.
Is that the interstate?
No, it's not that close.
What are you doing, Mark?
Stay here.
Oh, screw that.
Ava.
Mark.
I want to see what's over that ridge.
Well, so do I.
I'm not staying here by myself.
Come on, Bree. We're all going. Mark actually smiled and waved us forward.
We'll come back. Let's just see what we can see.
We ran towards the faint blue lights. We passed a cafe, ran across the road, and up a large hill.
Are those helicopters?
It sounds like it.
When we made it up the ridge, my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. A huge camp was being set up. Trucks, helicopters, and hundreds of people.
Hey, over there.
To the north, we saw more blue lights. Another camp. I spun around, taking it all in. There looked to be a total of 5 different camps set up, spanning miles. Jesus, they're all over.
This one's new.
I don't see the ship.
It's too dark.
So they were telling the truth?
Looks like it. It also looks like we're fucked any way we go.
Do you think they would hurt us?
Who knows?
I don't want to be quarantined again.
We're not gonna be. We need to avoid this.
But how, Mark?
Hey, look! Is that it?
In the distance, resting atop some faraway hills, bright red lights glowed against the night sky. It looked to be part of a ship. The thing was massive, and that was only part of it.
I bet the rest is over the hills.
Fuck, Ava. That's due west.
We have to be able to skirt around.
Not with all these camps.
Then what do we do, Mark? Mark? I followed his gaze. Back past the cafe and the main office of the RV park, several tanks were rolling through. The ground began to shake as they got closer.
We can't stay here.
I thought they were supposed to push tomorrow.
That's what those guys said.
I don't think they're waiting. And I don't think the creatures are either.
Is that an alarm?
This is bad. This is really bad.
The tanks rolled onto the road behind us. We all crouched behind some cacti as they slowly made their way over the ridge.
Look, more tanks!
Fuck, this is crazy.
But why the alarms?
Oh shit, that's why.
Mark pointed behind us. 3 massive ships floated menacingly in the sky, blocking out the moon and stars. Mark, there's about to be a war.
It looks like we can't go back or stay here.
What do we do?
What we planned on doing. We press on.
Right now?
Under the cover of darkness. We have no other choice.
2 more large ships appeared over the horizon, to the north.
We need to go, now.
I can't do this. There's too many. We're gonna die.
We need to go.
But there are more ships. We won't make it. There's no cover.
Bree, hey. We're in this together, right? She nodded nervously. Then stay by us. We're gonna make it through. As the ships got closer, we could hear more alarms, more vehicles. Instead of attacking the downed ship, they were heading our way. Tanks, helicopters, trucks, and troops. It was loud. Mark grabbed my hand. I grabbed Bree's.
Come on! This way!
As we ran down the hill, I glanced back to see each ship now glowing bright red. Beam shot down, and hundreds upon hundreds of dark skeletal figures floated down. Those had to be stalkers. Suddenly, Mark slid to a stop. So did we.
Shit!
Ahead of us, another ship coming from the west. Red beam shot down.
What do we do?
I looked over to Mark, but he just shook his head.
We're trapped.
Thank you.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Ariel Hack as Mia, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Chris Dottoli as Teddy, Jody Swenson as Stephanie, Catabelle as Madison, Gareth Thomas as Sammy, Crystal Hall as Lane, Michael Moman as Roger, Evelyn as Brielle, and Ian Feller as Hudson. Co-starring Justin Alderson, Brian Messick, Sylvester Jeku, Corey Pettit, Brett Wilkins, Amber Simpson, Nora Darling, Sean Sullivan, Zane Bowman, Nora Darling, Connor Charlton, Joseph Harmon, Mark Karoftis, Megan Austin, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, and Amberlynn Nicole at YouTube.com/Amberlynn Nicole. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for other audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.